Big pileup. And the Jets clear it down, and behind the play, a brouhaha developing involving Zegras as time expires here in the third period. And I'm guessing both teams will remember the end of this one when they meet up again in Winnipeg in a few weeks.
So many chances. You look back the last minute or so, three just chances that you're still questioning how it didn't end up in the back of the nets there. And boy, I mean, it's the puck movement was there. They were holding the blue line and getting those second and third opportunities to extend those possessions, Steve. And it just seems like bad bounces, not getting the luck. You just look at some of those missed shots, Alex Killorn in tight there. I mean, how does he not get all of that one and put that one on net? It's just unfortunate break after unfortunate break here at the Anaheim Ducks. And it was a solid game plan from them. I mean, right from puck drop, you can see the developing, game offensively for this Anaheim Duck team. A lot more puck movement. The set plays, we saw a whole lot more. It seemed like everyone was on the same page, and how they don't come out with the win on this one. I mean, just somewhat bad luck at this point.
Well, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. We're going to spend a few minutes up here in the booth before Emerson joins Alexis Downey with our postgame. I want to remind you, Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network, been brought to you tonight and all season long by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. So, here we are, winding down in what's been the longest homestand sometime for the Ducks. One game remaining. That on a Sunday for the Ducks. They lose the game tonight 3-1. Boy, it's just tough. And the more you fall short, I'm guessing confidence then becomes a big thing, knowing that you got to play almost error-free throughout a whole game. And that's tough to do in this league and get 2 points or even 1 point. But is there a time, Emerson, when a frustration would set in at this point of the season and trying to figure out what's left to try or do in order to get some wins here in the near future?
Well, plain and simple, Steve, you get two goals in two games. And
that's it.
I think, obviously, the goal scoring lack thereof with this Anaheim Ducks team, for the by and large part, it's one that they continue to, of course, understand and know about it, just about going out and trying to all out bear down on those high danger, scoring chances. And it's not like they didn't get few of them here tonight. Yeah. I mean, even going to the last 30 seconds or so, I mean, three of those were just resting on the goal line and just failing to slam it home. So it's continues to be an area where this Ducks team needs to, each and every practice, start connecting on them. Hopefully it starts to translate into the games here, because, look, two goals, two games against a high-flying Toronto Maple Leafs team. You're going to need more than that. And, sure enough, Winnipeg, we know. We've seen it here at Honda Center already this season. And, they come out and just play a solid game. The goaltending was there. Scheifele was doing what he does best. He had a ton of puck possession time here tonight. And, it's just a tough one yet again.
Big word to me is frustration now, and you just hope that doesn't settle in an even bigger way than probably it already has, considering the misfortune when it comes to the very important win-loss column. So the final here is 3-1, and again, one more game before the team goes out on the road, and certainly been disappointing here. But one thing you can say, I think the effort's always been there, but when you're shorthanded, like you say, and maybe don't have all the tools you need in order to be successful, especially from an offensive side, as you just mentioned, it's tough going out there. And then with no success some of the nights here in this homestand, it's got to grate at you at some point as well.
Well, just looking up here in the Jumbotron, look, Winnipeg, 27 shots on goal. Look over to the Anaheim Ducks side, 38 shots on goal. And you're not going to tell me that quite a few of those weren't grade A scoring chances. Think back to that Killorn opportunity. I just think that was a good save. I think that Laurent Brossoit came over east-west and really anticipated that nice feed from Mason McTavish. The feed was gorgeous, but he really slid over quick, and it had to be a pinpoint shot for Alex Killorn. As good as the pass it was just well read by Brassois there, and look, he had very few inches to work with for the shot, but you're going to need to score more than one goals here down the stretch.
All right, we'll let you get ready for your show with Alexis. I got a couple of announcements here, and then we'll look forward to the fans joining us for our next broadcast. The Detroit Red Wings are here on Sunday night. So two things before I break, and Emerson joins Alexis in the booth next to us. Join the Wild Wingers Kids Club. Yes, indeed. Presented by Chalk and UCI Health for just $35. By signing up today, you receive a limited edition 30th anniversary kit, which includes a tin lunchbox, collectible trading card, reversible beanie, pop-it toy, and exclusive deals. You can join now at anaheimducks.com/kidsclub. And one other reminder, because this thing's coming up on Sunday, it's called Legacy Night Number 2. Highlighting the second decade of Ducks hockey, celebrating Legacy Night Number 2, presented by Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing this Sunday when the Detroit Red Wings come to Honda Center. First 10,000 fans will receive a Teemu Selanne bobblehead giveaway presented by Honda. Visit anaheimducks.com/legacy and get your seats now. One final word, again, the score when everything comes to an end here at Honda Center, Winnipeg 3 and Anaheim 1. And as always, win or lose, you fans can text 714-940-2950 and express your opinion on tonight's game. And you have lots of things to think about, pregame, first, second, third period, right after the game. It just ended moments ago. Again, text 714-940-2950. Express your opinion on the game with Alexis and with Emerson. Want to thank a lot of folks up here, Rick Cutler, and, of course, Vic Pencer, longtime statistician, and our good friends there in Arizona. Jay in the studio, outstanding work tonight, juggling some things during the intermission. So all in all, good broadcast, but the team fell a little bit short. We look forward to broadcasting our game in just a couple of days, and hopefully the results will be better. So for Emerson, I'm Steve. Again, the final, Winnipeg 3, Anaheim 1. And you've been listening to Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle. Stay tuned for more postgame live from Honda Center.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
It's Gabriel Iglesias on his all-new Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
I like doing the voices in places where people can't see me, like drive-thrus. Oh, I'm evil at a drive-thru, man, except the one by my house because they know me.
How can I help you?
Yeah, let me have...
Pull up.
I did an order.
Gabriel, pull up.
Friday, April 19th, Honda Center. Get your tickets now at FluffyGuy.com. Don't miss a Anaheim. Gabriel Iglesias. Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
The Honda NHL All-Star Game is headed to Toronto, and this year we're changing things up, giving fans the power to vote in more players from their favorite teams than ever before. So go ahead, load up on the Leafs, be bullish on the Bruins, fill up on the Flyers, vote in Vancouver, or stock up on the Stars. The first 32 players are in, but the rest is up to you. The NHL All-Star Fan Vote presented by MassMutual is underway. Vote now on X or go to nhl.com/vote.
products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
The postgame show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you to wrap up this 3-1 loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight to the Winnipeg Jets. Game number 7 of their 8-game homestand as we're slowly getting to the end of it. Now, just a note on this game tonight. The Ducks out shooting Winnipeg 38-27, but ultimately those shots just couldn't find the back of the net, Emerson.
My. I tell you what, I just, you know, being on that post game, the first part of post game there, just with Steve, and I mean, it's just unlucky, you know. Mm-hmm. I think about some of the chances, and it just continues to be all about not being able to score enough. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. I mean, look, you got 2 goals, and I just mentioned it. You got 2 goals in 2 games. We know at the National Hockey League level, that's not gonna, you're not gonna win many 1-0 hockey games, and they're just gonna have to find a way. I mean, those were a lot of close ones, and like I said, I mean, that was a great pass by Mason McTavish there to Killorn back door, but I mean, what a stop by Brossoit. I mean, he slid over quick. I mean, it was more of a better save than anything, and it's just those kind of opportunities. You think about the last couple hacks and whacks at it right at the goal line there on the weak side that you think, you know, how did one of those not go in? And it's just unfortunate.
Drysdale, Gudas, and Killorn tonight all having 5 shots on goal as a part of this game. So let's get into all the highlights from this one, starting in the first period. We knew that this could be a physical game, and we saw some of that early. Brock McGinn laying a hit on Dylan DeMello, and then it was Beaugrue the other way laying a hit on Neil Pionk.
All right, here's Winnipeg going to the far corner, nearing the halfway point of a fast-moving first. I'll tell you something, there was a huge hit, and that one had the Winnipeg player Pionk going down. That was Beaugrue helping out his defense in the area around the goaltender.
Can you see something brewing here, Steve? I mean, yep. You have 2 big hits like that. Things are going to start to happen, so we'll have to continue to wait and see.
Hits were the Ducks going to lay in this game. 20 total hits. It hit the over 15 hits as we suspected, and they really started early in this game.
Well, go figure. Hey, Steve getting the closest to the amount of hit total, but we were all over, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess we all won it away, but Steve, hey, good on you.
Now, the Ducks did strike first in this game, and it was Mason McTavish on the backhand. Radko Gudas in front of the net. Thought it might have tipped from his stick, but it was McTavish that got the goal 15 minutes and 51 seconds into that first period.
Here's Anaheim back in their own end of the rink. No score, down to 4:15 to go, first period. Here's a break by Killorn out in front of the net. Backhand shot, they score! Pretty nice shot, opportunity. opportunity there for Mason McTavish, who beats Brestois cleanly. 4:09 to go here in period number one. And the Anaheim Ducks will take a 1-0 lead.
So the Ducks, back-to-back games, taking a 1-0 lead, getting that energy going early. It was Mason McTavish. What a goal that really was, Emerson.
Yeah, and I mentioned him earlier in the broadcast, but Adam Oates is so big. He's obviously the Hall of Famer, but he's now a skills coach working with the game's best. A lot of times in the summer, video critiquing in the season, sending players cut clips of their game. It's phenomenal, but he's such a backhand guy. Got a lot of assists on the backhand, and so he would have loved that play. It was just taking initiative, really loading up, getting low, getting everything on that backhand, and that's what it takes. It just takes high velocity. That was some serious velocity when we're talking backhands, and this game's too fast to not have that confidence on the backhand in that particular situation and try to go back to your forehand. It just happens so quick. It's just a brilliant play by a brilliant player in Mason McTavish.
Anaheim 1-0 after the first period. Moving into that second period, the Ducks continuing to get some shots on net, and it was a nice play from Ross Johnston at the blue line, getting the puck over to Cam Fowler on the zone entrance, and just Brestois batting the puck down. A great shot by Fowler, 13:48 on the clock.
Here is Anaheim breaking out slowly but surely. And the puck played ahead, Henrique for Fowler, in shoots, oh, huge save there by Brestois, and mark that one down as a key save for the Winnipeg Jets.
Another one of those opportunities in this game, Emerson, that just couldn't find the back of the net.
Look, of course, Hellebuck is a goalie that we think of when we think of the Winnipeg Jets, but you know what? They're getting some adding to that great goaltending depth and overall tandem there with the two of them, but Brestois came in this game and just played lights out. I mean, mm-hmm. He was coming up with big saves early on. I thought the Ducks, I thought they had some great stretches, and all it really comes down to, I mean, one of those just going the back of the net and particular playing with the lead, trying to, obviously finish, but just one of those goals that would have put them up 2-1, and it went the other way. Winnipeg did.
It did go the other way as the Jets would get on the board next, and it was Nikolai Ehlers who had the goal glove side, but Gabriel Vilardi was battling with Radko Gudas at the net front, maybe stopping where Gibson might not have been able to see that puck as nicely.
Pionk gets it, makes a play for Ehlers. Look out when he has the puck in like he does now. Scheifele with it for Ehlers, moving in a shot, he scores! Nikolai Ehlers, oh, he's dangerous when he moves in like that. Snaps one by Gibson, and the Jets have fought back to tie up the game at 1-1.
That was Ehlers' 13th goal of the season, and it was a nice one, putting it past Gibson there.
Yeah, he's such a big piece of this team. I mean, Scheifele, and I think of on the back end, Morrissey, and he's another guy that can skate. With Connor being out, you're going to need that speed. And I thought Namestnikov had a great game as well. He played very well in this the last game that these two teams met here at Honda Center. Winnipeg Jets come out with the win in that one as well. But look, this is an Ehlers who is so dynamic. He's so fast. He can put him home just in that. I mean, he didn't have much room to put that puck there on the low far side. He got it done, and it just he can really do it all.
So moving into the third period, the game tied one apiece for each team, and it was Nate Schmidt who had the goal for Winnipeg to take that lead, coming pretty quickly in that third period, just a minute and 56 seconds into it.
Here come the Winnipeg Jets, turn through the other way.
Yep, now another player joins, and Schmidt scores on a wrist shot, entering the area between the two circles, right in the middle of the ice. He snapped one at Pete Gibson cleanly, and the Jets have a 2-1 lead here, early moments of period three.
Now going back to the last time the Jets were here at Honda Center, they scored four goals in that third period tonight, getting two in the third period. The next one coming from Cole Perfetti on the power play, a one-timer, 13:03 into the third.
Here's a chance for Namestnikov to get it to get out in front. They score. I guess you sensed it was going to come. And Perfetti rocketed one by Gibson to give Winnipeg a power play tally. And now a big 3-1 advantage.
So at that point in the game, Emerson, I mean, it was a tall task for the Ducks. But, you know, when it's a 3-1 game, just one goal can make such a difference in the energy of a team.
Yeah, I mentioned, right around that mid-third period mark, it was right when the time when the Anaheim Ducks just needed to start throwing a ton of shots on Brassois. They did. They started playing, better. But, look, this is just a team where that just goes to show, even when you could be really controlling the play, dictating the play, and being the better team, if you don't finish on your end, look, they're going to get their chances. They're going to get their moments of opportunity. And the teams that are this skilled, the guys like Ehlers and just everyone's really producing for this team. Vilardi, look at the point total he's having as far as points per game. He's playing great and a big pickup in that trade from Los Angeles there. But look, those guys can finish. And you saw that Anaheim played darn good stretches within there. Mm-hmm. But any time that the Winnipeg Jets got an opportunity to score, they did. And, you know, it was Schmidt. That was his first goal of the season. Came late, but came at an important time. And it really, if you shifted Ehlers to the middle, it was almost the same shot, right over the pad, low, mm-hmm. That time on the short side. But, boy, it's just finishing when you need guys to finish in the case of the Winnipeg Jets.
The Ducks putting up 16 shots in that final frame, but falling in this game 3-1, as we mentioned, the final score to the Winnipeg Jets. We will get to some of your thoughts about this game on the other side of the break that you have sent us in the text message. And if you haven't texted us yet, feel free to text us at 714-940-2950.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
NHL's premier esports event is back with the EA Sports NHL 24 World Championship. It's a whole new season of tournaments, events, and prizes. Rep your favorite club and play EA Sports NHL 24 for a chance to compete at NHL events and compete for a share of $150,000 against the best gamers in the world. Register now at NHL.com/NHL24.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Back with the postgame show on Duck Stream, Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you. And now let's get to some of your thoughts about this Ducks loss to the Winnipeg Jets tonight. The first text, the boys played with heart tonight. Tough loss. Keep it up, Ducks. They did play with some heart, but, you know, just pucks weren't going their way sometimes.
Yeah, it just, and I said it I've said it a few times now, but just, you know, good isn't good enough. It really isn't. And some of these other teams are just coming up and just playing great, not only hockey, but great road hockey. I just, there's a certain level of simplicity in areas of the ice where you just need to execute on the road. And you mentioned back-to-backs. There's been a lot of, you know, of course, I mean, it's just as if we're, out on the East Coast, but it almost seems like teams we face in the Anaheim Ducks, you know, just on the road, it seems like there's that, day prior the game that every other, but there's been a lot of back-to-back teams facing these this Ducks team on their road trips, and it seems to not be effective them very much, and so it's just yet another good performance from an opposing team here at Honda Center.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up, because I saw this morning where Winnipeg was 3-0 on back-to-backs this year, so now they're 4-0, and then on the flip side for the Ducks this season, they've struggled when they've faced teams on the back-to-back. And I do know, though, that obviously that back-to-back with Detroit and New Jersey earlier this season, the Ducks doing well on that. But as of late, struggling against teams that, you know, are on their back-to-back. So something kind of interesting to note there. But another text that we received, tough game for the Ducks. Was my first ever NHL game. Great atmosphere we got. Officially a Ducks fan, and I hope something special is brewing in the future. Well, we certainly hope you come back, and I hope you, it sounds like you enjoyed your first NHL game, and next time, hopefully, we get a win for you.
Yeah, and you're looking out in warm-ups, and you're like, okay, you know, fans still trickling in. You know, you have Winnipeg Jets. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's a team that maybe it's worldwide. I don't know. It's just a team where, look, I Friday night, you just don't know what you're going to get. But bottom line, the Anaheim Ducks faithful showed out here tonight, really supporting their hockey club. And yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that was fun to see.
Another text, the Ducks outskated, outshot, and outperformed the Jets, but just couldn't outscore. Yes. Yep. That's some good points there. I think there were points of the game, though, I felt like Winnipeg was controlling it, though.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you look at some of the puck possession time, Mark Scheifele, I just felt like he just kept cutting back and was controlling and dictating the play. And he continues to just play lights out hockey. Came into this game roughly a point a game, and he just continues to make an impact each and every game he plays.
Emerson, we have a text for you from someone from Lake Elsinore, California. What happened to the Ducks tonight? Thank you. I'm listening to Duck Stream.
Whoop, whoop, Lake Elsinore.
What happened to the Ducks?
You know, it...
38 shots, though.
Yes, 38 shots, and that should tell you, you know, something there is we just got to find a way to bear down. We really got to... There was a nice pass from Zegras that just trickled through the net front there, and Adam Henrique, he was the guy with the best chance to put in that one home, and it just missed, and he doesn't miss many of those. I think back to a power play a little bit early in the season, Ryan Strom put it through a couple triangles right on his tape back door. He makes no mistake, and so that was a close one. Think about Killorn, that was a close one. Bottom line, only three goals against there. You know, you just got to find a way to score four.
A couple things with this game, too. Max Jones leaving the game. He did not return. Upper body injury. We certainly hope that he is okay. It looked like Bo Grew was slotted more on the top line. There was a point, too. I saw Brock McGinn up there with Zegras and Adam Henrique as well. But hopefully that is nothing too serious because, man, the Ducks have taken a beating as of late. Troy Terry, Ryan Strome. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Leo Carlson, we can't forget about him, too. That's something that I think has really plagued the team this season. I mean, they talk about in the NHL teams that face injuries and how much it does affect a team, obviously, because the consistency in the lineup isn't there. But, man, the Ducks have dealt with a lot of that as of late, and it's difficult. I mean, you heard Alex Killorn in the pregame show talking about how he's had to play with different line mates and how it's different styles of play, too. And he's felt, like, comfortable with the way he's been able to transition between the lines, but he's a veteran. And for these younger guys, not having that consistency, I think is difficult in their growth.
Yeah, and I think back to that New Jersey Devil game where they win 5-1. You have a depleted lineup. It's a road game against a tough team, and that's an Eastern Conference team. You know, high offense, really young and talented team in New Jersey, and they came in, had a so-so first period. I just thought they got outplayed, but for the next 40 minutes of that game, they put it all together, were able to come out with just a substantial win there, and once again, missing some key pieces here tonight. You know, how do you find that gear that you found that game in times like these with injuries? But I must say, it's you have Leo out, you know, Gudas has been in and out. Now Max Jones, I mean that's tough. No matter how you cut it, it's just a yet another guy who can skate, who can make an impact on the game from the physicality standpoint, and that's a big loss.
Another text that we received here from Fizz, a season ticket holder since 2001. You've seen it all. You've been through it all, Fizz. He said that not sure if the team can answer candidly, but what's the feeling about officiating? You know, from the fan perspective, he said that it looks like we've been called on some blunders on our part, but also some questionable circumstances that don't seem to be called against our opponents as strictly. He thought that tonight's embellishment call against Vetrano was an example of a questionable call that didn't get called on opponents. Questionable holding, slashing. There's just a few things that Fizz is pointing out from this game. Just asking, you know, does the team have a plan to address it? Is a plan even possible? You know, that's something that we see. We all see it.
Hey, yeah, what's going on, Fizz? it's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
It's a tough one here tonight. Just in it for so long in this hockey game. So this one hurts for sure. Thanks for being a season ticket holder. Wow, since 2001, we appreciate that. The officiating, you know, it was a little bit of a head scratcher. Mm-hmm. The Vetrano penalty there, calling that coincidental, or not coincidental, but coincidental. It was embellishment, along with the tripping. It's kind of weird how that's called. I mean, I get it. You don't want this to turn into soccer, right, where guys are just the littlest, you know, trip up and they're on the ice for two minutes. And but, you know, look, he got tripped, and it was a trip in which, I mean, you could make that kind of his full blade and the opposing player's stick. It's fully, you know, that stick on the ice and the stick and the skate make contact, and I don't know. I thought it was a natural way down to the ice, and so I can certainly agree with that one. It's an interesting one. It's a turns in a power play, a potential power play chance, mm-hmm. in a 4-on-4, and not much came of that. Look, I definitely that one comes to mind when it comes to just interesting calls at parts of the hockey.
And we know that this is something that the team has dealt with all season long, you know, leading the NHL in penalty minutes game in and game out. It's a touchy subject in a lot of ways because, you know, you can't necessarily attack the officiating or blame the officiating. But from the fan perspective, from our perspective, from a lot of people watching the game, there are things that seem to be missed in some games this season. And it is really frustrating. And I can imagine that it's frustrating for not only us, but for the players involved too. But it's tough because you can't necessarily do much about it. So it's always at the discretion of officials, unfortunately. And, you know, going forward, it's just you just got to continue to play hockey. And as head coach Greg Cronin likes to say, you have to have a short-term memory in hockey. And you can't get too caught up on things that happen because you got to keep going on. There's 82 games in this season, and it's a lot of games. But I know that, you know, some things that they don't forget.
Yeah, and it's like you said, it's a long season, and I tell you, there's been a lot of low points in this year so far. But look, I think the important thing is they compete. They compete each and every game. Maybe not everything's together, but it's certainly way more fun to watch than, you know, maybe some of the stretches we've seen in prior to this season. So
yeah.
A lot more chasing in years past. I think Vetrano's on it. It's good to see him get an all-star nod there. And look, I thought McTavish had a great game. You know, mm-hmm. He was aggressive. He scored that great backhand. There's some other players that come to mind. It's just good to see Bo Grew get some substantial ice time there late. And I just think, look, who knows? They every game is a new game for them to come out with a better outcome. So we look forward to that, and hopefully it happens against Detroit on Sunday.
And we'll get to head down to the locker room to hear from head coach Greg Cronin on the other side of the break. So make sure to join us back on the post-game show.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. Can you keep saying you
got something for me? Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
Chasing.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Back with the post-game show on DuckStream, and now we have the chance to hear from head coach Greg Cronin on his thoughts about the Ducks' play tonight against the Winnipeg Jets.
Below the surface, I imagine a lot of positives tonight as far as zone time, discipline, things of that nature. What did you see that was going well out there, I guess?
We're a little bit, you know, jittery the first 10 minutes, and then we just kind of skated through that, and I thought we played well. I mean, We had a ton of scoring chances that, let me back that up. We had scoring chances and we could have a ton more if we shot the puck. We had, I think in the second period, if you were to ask me how many chances we had, I thought we had like 12, but we only had 6 because we didn't shoot it. I can't name them off, but we had some puck possessions in home plate and chose to either pass it to the side or try to go back up top. But, I mean, I thought we played a real solid game. It's one of the better games we played in the last 4 weeks.
You guys managed to avoid any kind of shorthanded situation until the Rad Cup. And then both penalties tonight, I mean, not getting into an evaluation of them, but they were close ones, let's say. Overall, I imagine you have to be impressed with the discipline from the team.
Yeah, the penalty with Radko, I don't know. I couldn't really get an angle on what happened. He just seemed to be checking. I think it was Shifley on the wall there. And then, you know, I don't know, there's 9 minutes to go, and it's a 2-1 game, and it's kind of one of those games that has a feel that it's going to be a, you know, a no-penalty game. I mean, McGinn took a hit into the boards, and he had a big cut right above his eye. You know, I don't think they saw it, so that stuff happens. But whatever, I just thought I thought they were just going to let us play hockey. I think both coaches would have said they were fine with that, but obviously they got the goal in the power play, and we couldn't put one by Hellebuck.
Tough to see Max Jones go down early in the game. That creates an opportunity for somebody like Bogu to kind of step up and get some time on that top line for the rest of the game.
Yeah, Bo played well. I mean, we didn't, you know, we had some scrambled lines, and he can skate, and, you know, I thought he played a really good game, a solid game. He had an opportunity, he ran with it, so happy for him.
What did you see in that kind of pivotal sequence there? Mac T sets up Killer with the one-timer, and 20 seconds later, Schmidt's goal. How did you see those kind of two plays develop, I guess?
I don't know. It's been like Mac loses an edge. You know, we have a 3-on-2, and he loses an edge, and, you know, it was strange, you know, like you're thinking, oh, we're going to get a goal here, and then all of a sudden, you know, 6 seconds later, it's in on net, and everybody worked their way back, but Mac obviously is not going to beat the defenseman up the ice when he's sliding across the ice, so just an unfortunate series of events.
38 shots tonight for you guys. Certainly wasn't for a lack of quantity, but maybe a lack of quality, perhaps, in those attempts tonight?
I don't know. I can't answer that one. I do know that we had some possessions that we should have shot, and we didn't. That didn't even make it to his pads. Like, there was at least 3 or 4 of those in the second period. But,
You guys have pretty much taken it one game at a time, but when you have a stretch of 8 home games and get 3 points out of it so far, I mean, does that put any emphasis on this last game in the stretch?
Yeah, I already talked to him about it. We got to try and win Sunday. I mean, we got to try and win every game, and the home games, obviously, I told them all the time, our crowds have been impressive. People show up every game. They want to see wins. They want to drive home feeling good about themselves. I thought tonight we did enough to at least get a point. We've got to go out and find a way to get 2 points on Sunday.
It felt like a game where Trevor kind of grew into it, and he got those double shifts a little bit more as the game went on. What did you think about his performance tonight?
He was good. I mean, he's we don't have a lot of guys that are puck handlers playing, right? So some of them are hurt. So when he's got the puck a lot, and he's one of the few guys we have right now that has the offensive instincts to make really solid plays offensively, he's going to get ice time. Sometimes he stays on too long in his shifts, but he's got a pretty good motor, and I mean, I thought he was really good offensively, and I'm confident he's going to continue to get better. I thought he was good defensively as well.
What do you think Drysdale's game is now, several games after his return here?
Well, he had a couple lemons, I think the Edmonton game and last game in Toronto, I think he was okay. I can't remember, but I thought he was back to being himself tonight. He's dynamic offensively. He was, I think he was tenacious defensively. He's not going to be a thumper hitter, but he has to play in people's hands, and he did that tonight, and I thought he made some really skilled, clever plays at the offensive blue line that gave us some offense in the offensive zone that you need from offensive defensemen like Morrissey.
Thanks,
bro.
Okay.
Now, that was head coach Greg Cronin speaking after this Ducks loss to the Winnipeg Jets, but speaking highly of the way his team performed tonight, just saying, you know, they felt like they deserved at least a point in this one, and the team is going to have to go out on Sunday and find a way to get 2 points in that game against Detroit. But a lot of good from this game, you know, the performance of Jamie Drysdale, Trevor Zegras, as we noted there, just getting some double shifts on the ice in this game. Overall, though, I think that Cronin was pretty happy with the way the game went, besides the outcome.
Yeah, and he said that he thought they played well enough to at least get a point. And, you know, for the most part, it seemed that way. It was a tight hockey game for quite some time, and seemed like both teams were making things happen, certainly just in the shots on goal department. I look at Anaheim just as the leader by a long shot, and, it just comes down to bearing on those chances. You know, they had a lot of shots. How many Grady scoring chances? I don't know. Maybe it wasn't at a rate that Toronto was creating. Mm-hmm. I mean, you read that stat, just how many high danger chances there were for the Toronto in that game. And, mm-hmm. of course, it wasn't to that extent here for the Anaheim Ducks offensively. But, I think the coaching staff felt that they played well enough to get that win. It just it's so close. Yet so far, when it comes to just, you know, expected goals moving forward, who's going to be the guy or guys to really get it done? And I, you know, Mason McTavish, you know, maybe some of those games early on in the season were some of those two-goal performances that he's had, right, where he's just, you know, found a way to get another one somewhere in there. And I just thought he certainly could have had 2 points there with that missed opportunity from Killorn, because that was a great pass.
I feel like it's just something about closing games out. The Ducks just looking for a closer, but in baseball terms, just trying to find a way to finish these games. And they've been, as we've said, just so close in a lot of games this season. They've been in it. There's been games that they've definitely deserved to win by the way they played on the ice, looking at all their grade A scoring chances, zone time, possession time, all of it. But they haven't. And I think that's probably the hardest part about it, because they're so close, but they're still learning, and this is all a part of the process, unfortunately, but also fortunately for the future too, because these guys are getting that experience, for some of the younger guys at least. Obviously the veterans, it's a little different, but overall, you know, it is just working towards the future, and there are these growing pains.
Yeah, no, you mentioned Trevor Zegras, how well he played. He's one of the few, you know, guys that really command the puck. Obviously, Troy Terry's a guy that's out that plays that way, who wants the puck, who attacks that open ice, cuts to the middle a ton. And, yeah, I thought he had some great passes. I thought, you know, maybe he could have had a three-assist game. He had that backhand shot, I think, early on there, tried to go upper short side on the near side. And, I thought he played great. It's just unfortunate. You know, some guys have such good, you know, games here with, high caliber playmaking that they're not being rewarded with the points.
Final quack for tonight, your final thought about this game, or just anything about the night in general, of course.
You know, I'll end off on just talking a little bit more about Trevor Zegras. I just, you know, we want him to blossom in the point production area and get more points, get more success, because I think he's playing a lot better than he was, early on in the season. He's being effective. I think he's taken command of that first line roles when he's on that first line. And look, I just hope for him it starts connecting.
I like that. I think I'm going to leave my final quack just looking ahead to this last game of the homestand. It's legacy night number 2. It's going to be a special evening. Emerson, I think you're a little bit involved in that one too, maybe.
No, news to me. Yeah, I know. Hey, I just take I take it one day at a time.
I think because you were a part of a little bit of that era of Ducks hockey.
Yeah,
that
they're
going to be highlighting.
I was, so but don't they say just focus on the day in front of you? And then that's how I go about my business. So it should be fun. And actually, last legacy night, you know, us and our game plan, just preparation wise. Before these calls here is I only get maybe 5-10 minutes down there and say hi to a few people. Then I'm up here visualizing some of my calls with Steve and yourself.
The Stanley Cup is also going to be here, so that's pretty exciting. Always a beautiful trophy to see, the most amazing trophy in sports. And we're not biased at all, because it really is. Anyway, so the Ducks taking on the Detroit Red Wings on Sunday as a part of that Legacy Night number two. Now, that is a 5 o'clock game, so we will have the pregame show for you at 4:30 on Sunday. The last home game of this long stretch before the Ducks head on the road for a 9-game road trip. A lot of road hockey ahead for them, and it's nice that they've been able to spend some time at home. Obviously nice for you, too, for you, Emerson, too, to be able to be around, too.
Yeah, I look forward to taking this last one in here and get on the road and just having a ton of success. This is a long road trip here, hitting some of those warm southern states, so hopefully the weather's just pristine, just nice, and yeah, get some hot weather out there at this time of the year.
Like, the weather isn't always great in Southern California too, but that's okay. It can be nice over there as well. So make sure you come back on the other side of the break, as we will have the replay of Ducks and Jets at Honda Center tonight. And thank you, as always, for tuning in to the postgame show on Duck Stream. For Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. You are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold beer and country music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
All I need to keep me from losing it. Good cold beer and country music.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you
got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as it can. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God I get to. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio. Exclusively on TuneIn. There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to SADE-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Check out the all-new Mighty Oath games this season. Enjoy tickets starting at just $19, limited edition merchandise, team store savings of up to 30% and more. Get your tickets now at AnaheimDucks.com/TakeTheOath.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.